This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios, by way of sort of bi-coastal band members, Nashville and Los Angeles, it is the band Escondido. Jessica Maros, Tyler James, Grant Giertzma, all in the studios today. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
The new record is called Walking with a Stranger. Information out at thebandescondido.com. This is a self-released album, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, we started our own label to put out our music, you know, because we had a lot of friends that living in Nashville. We see friends in all courses of the music business, and a lot of them have record deals, and it didn't seem like our lives was a lot different than theirs, so we kind of thought it'd be easier to maybe just do it ourselves.
Well, actually, we had no choice, really. We were just like, we're just going to put it out ourselves, and, you know, so we've been doing it ever since.
Jessica, you are originally from Vancouver, right? So you're a Pacific Northwest girl. And you were actually in a completely different line of work when the music bug started to kind of take off for you, right? Fashion?
Yeah. Well, I've always done music my whole life. And music led me to Nashville. And I showed up in Nashville and was doing the whole Nashville thing, writing songs for other people and, you know, co-writing every day. And then I picked up a hobby of sewing and then started a fashion company and then started sewing dresses for, like, you know, CMA awards and ACM awards and that kind of thing. And it just kind of blew up for me in a way, just kind of like went in a whole other direction. And so I focused on that for a while, and then I sold the company and then started music again. Yeah.
Did you expect that it was going to become something, or was it really just something you were doing in your off time when you weren't making music?
Yeah, it was just something I was doing for fun. I've always, like, I started with crocheting and then crocheted a dress, and then from a dress started sewing. And then all my friends were like, wow, I have a lot of musician friends and they're all in the public eye. So they're like, hey, can you make me a dress? And I'm like, sure. And then the next thing you know, it's like walking down the red carpet and I'm like, uh-oh.
Well, you've now got stage attire to deal with. Do you work on that stuff?
Yeah, I actually wear, I make our clothes for stage. And
the epic orange jumpsuit?
Yeah, the orange jumpsuit. Tyler lets me dress him, which is really nice of him. He's not looking so happy right now.
I think the jumpsuit makes him sad.
Yeah, it probably does.
Now, Tyler, you have been out on the road making music with a number of different bands over the years, right? In fact, you've even been through this area with bands like Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros, some other groups that you were in as well?
Well, I was a solo artist for about a decade, so when I got out of college, I started touring mostly by myself. Played piano and sang. It was kind of like, I don't know, Paul McCartney, Paul Simon, Randy Newman kind of stuff. And
like Smokey Bar kind of stuff?
No, like singer-songwriter, I don't know. Like, I kind of saw, I was playing the same venues every year, you know, like the 100 cap kind of like singer-songwriter kind of places, and I saw my future, and I was like, I don't want to be like, I mean, I love like Loudon Wainwright or something, you know, or David Wilcox, but I don't necessarily want to see myself doing that as a, you know, for 40 years.
Yeah.
So a friend of mine was dating the lead singer of Edward Sharpe at the time, and they had needed a piano player. So I did that for about a year, and that was really fun because they were kind of, that was when Edward Sharpe's The Home song was out. And so I didn't write the song with them or record it, but I was kind of in that band for a while and toured it and went around the world, and it was really fun. And then after that, it's what made me realize I wanted to be part of more of a larger, like a collaboration more than just by myself. So when I left Edward Sharpe, that's kind of around the same time I met Jessica, and we kind of had parallel lives in Nashville. We both had been solo artists and done our first EP with the same producer, like in 2004, long before we had met each other.
And you guys came together, not surprisingly, from music, but it was a common friend, and you were both kind of hanging out while that friend was making music. Is that right?
I was recording a mutual friend of ours a Christmas song, ironically, in the summer. That's how people.
That's when most of them get recorded, right?
Yeah, and so we're doing a song called "Fa La 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 Love You," and she's like, "I'm gonna have my girlfriends come over and sing harmonies." I'm like, "Okay." And three like cute girls walked into my house, and Jessica was one of them, and she started singing one of her songs, and I like and.
Thanks. You think I'm cute.
Okay, so the two of you are in Nashville and you meet, and somehow you determine that making music together is going to work. How does that steamroll into the southwestern tinged indie rock's dusty kind of sound of Escondido?
That was kind of right when we met. That was kind of like the whole connection we had, was that her songs were kind of the way, and I had already been interested in making a project like that. And so it was kind of like we both had that kind of music in our heads, but hadn't come to fruition until we met. And that's when it kind of like, oh, wow, this will work. I think we could both really help each other out.
I mean, we both were songwriters, and so, you know, I showed my songs to Tyler, and I think it was just more of the blend of our two styles that made it what it is, I guess.
Escondido, my guests live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Walking with a Stranger. The band Escondido.com is the web address. Jessica Maros, Tyler James, Grant Giertzma live in the studios today. What do you guys want to do first?
We'll do this song called Apartment.
That is Apartment. It's music from the new record called Walking with a Stranger. The band Escondido live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Jessica Maros, Tyler James, Grant Giertzma, all in our tiny studios today. Well, let's talk a little bit about influences. The music, you guys are obviously out on the road a lot. And there was and I guess this is maybe thrown in as kind of tongue-in-cheek band name, because a lot of the names that got thrown out, you guys have no doubt answered this question numerous times of, you know, who do you listen to, who do you like? And many of the names, not particularly surprising, Buddy, Julie Miller, fantastic artists, Beatles, Dylan, Neil Young, of course. But then, Tyler, you threw in Mannheim Steamroller.
Well, I think specifically for this moment right now, I looked into the future and pictured myself on the radio, a little office, and thought it'd be kind of funny. But I do have and still do listen to Mannheim Steamroller in the Christmas time.
Yeah, I mean, they're kind of a band that appeals to to audio dorks, you know, audio geeks. I mean, they were a very, very cutting-edge audiophile type of band, and undoubtedly anybody that's been part of music or making or recording music can find something of interest in the stuff that they
do.
Yeah,
I mean, I like Peter Gabriel and Phil Collins and Kraftwerk and all that kind of stuff, so I can see where they're coming from. They definitely, you know, maybe... it's a little less badass than that kind of stuff, but it is something that stadiums full of people go watch. Yeah.
We are lucky enough to have you today because you guys are out on your first headline tour, touring Correct. The West Coast. And this is a transition for you, right? You have been out as a support act for The Lone Bellow and Lord Huron. Mm-hmm. That interestingly sounds a little
like
the music of Escondido, right? It's got that dusty feel.
The two words.
How's that transition been for you guys of going from support act with a shorter set to you guys are now it?
Yeah.
It's been really nerve-wracking, to be honest. I mean, you know, opening up for other bands takes the stress off of, you know, you're just trying to win people over. But when it's your headlining tour, you just don't know who's going to show up. And so, you know, we're always like, oh, we're in Omaha, Nebraska on Easter Sunday. How many people are we going to have see us play on that night? You know, so it's a lot more pressure. And so obviously, like, when people do come out, we are just like, oh my goodness.
And they've been coming out in the millions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it has been good. It has been.
No, it's been a pleasant surprise, to be honest. Like, it's been really surprising and fun. And we're meeting a lot of really interesting people. And the support has just been, like, so great.
Now, is the official core of the band Tyler, you, and Jessica? Or is it the three of you with Grant?
Well, we're the main people. We write songs and he produces and we do
records,
it all.
Yeah. Live, we've become pretty dependent. Grant's my brother and we become pretty dependent on him because he's a lot of times we like opening up in the past, like for Lord Huron, say they typically prefer not to have a full band open up just because the changeovers would take forever. So we got used to having to do a three piece with us two and Grant. And but now we definitely consider ourselves a rock band. We're not an acoustic duo. We're not Civil Wars or anything. We're like an indie rock band, so we consider ourselves. But for the ease of like just putting the music out and writing and making the records, it is us too, yeah.
Escondido, my guest, live on Jefferson Public Radio today. The new record is called Walking with a Stranger. The band Escondido.com is the web address. It's Jessica Maros, Tyler James, and Grant Geertsma all in the studios. Will you play us another?
Sure. See no way of moving on, but in the end
That is Try. It's music from Escondido live today in the JPR studios. Another song from their record called Walking with a Stranger. The band Escondido.com is the place to go for more information. Can we talk about the cover art for this record for a little bit? Because both of you walked out on a plank a little bit. Jessica, you sat naked for a couple hours.
Yep.
Having black paint dumped on you in order to create one lasting image for the front of this record.
Exactly.
Was this a dare? Was this a concept that one of your very, very good friends brought to you that you agreed to? Or where did this come from?
Well, I've been really fortunate enough. I have a group of really talented friends, talented artists and visual artists. And my best friend, Talia Shipman, who we grew up in Vancouver together, we've sort of, our lives have been sort of parallel. And we work together a whole lot. And she does most of our photos, so like the photo on the back and the photo in the in a lot of our CDs and a lot of our albums she is taken of. And so, yeah, we just have a really fun time getting all weird and thinking of like interesting concepts for album covers.
And not to be outdone, the video for Try.
Yeah.
You went Speedo, full Speedo.
Well, I don't know how, but someone happened to have a flesh-colored female Speedo around.
Which is me.
And so I was left with, I mean, we had some fabric that I kind of had around me too, floating in the water. But yeah, I knew that I didn't have that for the shot. If we were going to appear naked, I had to do it. So I kind of just quickly just did it and got it over with.
You know, you do weird things for creating a moment and creating a
camera. I knew it was going to look cool. When there's like a camera, when there's like a nice like Sony Red Dragon camera there, and it's like, man, this is going to look awesome. I should just do what they say. And
how long did that whole episode take?
That was actually
took a day.
That footage was actually just the cutting room floor footage from a different video we never put out.
Oh, no kidding.
And so that video is like just, we're going through footage that wasn't used, and we're like, man, this underwater footage is beautiful. And so we just kind of by ourselves kind of sliced it together, and it looked pretty cool.
I want to talk about the record a little bit, and some of the songs specifically about the record, including the song you guys just did, Try. Lyrically, many of these songs deal with relationship turmoil, stress, resolution. Are these band diary songs or just simply songs of observation of generic relationships and personalities?
I think it's a blend of, I mean, it is very kind of, it's a personal story, I would say. I wouldn't say it's band. I think it's our own personal, you know, life experience.
There's definitely some
of relationships.
Kind of copies real life, but sometimes we don't usually start like this is songs about us or something. It's just about things, something we're feeling in our hearts. But Jessica and I have a weird past relationship too. So sometimes when we're writing the songs, like this kind of reminds us of like what we've kind of gone through each other sometimes as well too.
And you guys have known each other now for how many years?
Four.
Like five.
Yeah.
Five, I don't know. And it, we did. Time. We used to date a long time, a while back.
And in recent
Jessica
years,
like it.
In, that you did, you don't like it that you did, or you don't like it that he mentions it.
Well, it's just hard to. I mean, it's hard enough to tell it. You know, tell the truth, and it's like hard to. Whatever. Hello, Northern California.
We're brother and sister.
At this point. In recent years, you guys are actually located on opposite coasts, too, right?
Just
at least temporarily.
Last year, yeah.
Kind of back and forth between Nashville and Los Angeles for you, Jessica?
Yeah.
Does that make the logistics of getting together for songwriting or band rehearsals ridiculous?
We don't ever write in the same room.
Really?
We send emails to each other.
But your two parts, especially when you're singing together, work so well.
We figure that out together. When we're writing the songs, it's usually separate, and then we combine when we're making the records. But we finished this record before, like I was kind of finishing up the stuff when she moved to Los Angeles, and then we had the whole year to kind of plan for the release and stuff. And so I spend a lot of time in California. She spends a lot of time in Nashville. We have a lot of tours, and so most of the year we actually are together. And so just the off chance that we're like have nothing to do for a month is when we are in separate towns. But typically, you know, if we have like we had a tour with the Lumbella, then we had another tour like not too far after, both on the East Coast. So Jessica just hangs out, you know, and you still have a house in Nashville too and stuff. So
Just recently, you guys have crossed the threshold of 1 million Escondido streams on Spotify.
Yeah.
Now, of course, Spotify is not the radio world, so we don't go there that much. But does that number mean something significant to you, or is it just kind of a cool thing to be able to say that we've had 1 million streams? Like, does it turn into something solid for you in a way, in any way?
I don't really know.
I think so.
I mean, maybe for me, it's really cool.
Yeah.
And like, great. And I hope it's more. I hope more people.
I mean, honestly, when
it.
A record came out, because we put it independently, you know, we're not stupid. You know, we put out music before, done music a long time. So it's not like we're just don't know what we're doing putting music out ourselves. But definitely, like when the record came out, I was like, just to get it over 1,000 plays, I was like looping it in my bedroom on mute. And our manager was too. And then like got it some playlists. And now like our song Try, I think, has almost 1 million just for that one song. And so I think we see the difference in shows. I ask people that come to concerts, like, how do you know about the show? And some people say, you're on my Spotify Discover Weekly or playlist. Financially, it's kind of a wash, you know. It's like this, you lose record sales, gain streams, and it kind of balances out. But.
And of course, now you're going to have the JPR live session bump.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like going on Colbert or Fallon.
Yeah.
It's almost exactly the same. Escondido, my guests, live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Jessica Maros, Tyler James with Grant Giertsma in the studios today. The new record is called Walking with a Stranger. Information on them at thebandescondido.com. Well, we have time for you guys to play one more. What do you want to wrap up with?
Okay. This song's called Heart is Black.
1, 2, 3.
I'm a stranger to love, I'm a stranger to you, I'm a stranger to me. I'm a soldier for peace, but I'm stuck in a war of absurdity. And when I'm around, I'm pulling you down into my disease. Can't see the light in the dark. Yeah, my heart is black. There's no turning back. Yeah, my heart is black. 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 Ain't turning back. To you, I'm addicted to me, I'm addicted because I believe in the dream, I believe in the heart, I'm the labor of love. And when I feel down, I'm hopelessly bound, I feel myself fade into the depths of the dark. Yeah, my heart is black. No turning back. Yeah, my heart is black. My heart is black.
heart is black. My heart is black. Where is it? Then it comes back. And when I'm down, I get used to the pain. Ooh, ooh. And when I'm down, I get used to the rain. My heart is black. There ain't no turning back. My heart is black. There's no turning back. My heart is black. My heart is black. My heart is black. My heart is black. Where is it?
That is Escondido, live today in the JPR studios. A song called Heart is Black from their new record, Walking with a Stranger. You can find information on the band at thebandescondido.com. Jessica Maros on vocals, Tyler James on electric guitar and vocals, and Grant Geertsma on bass and vocals. Escondido. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.